When will you finally choose yourself? When? When is it a good time to put yourself first? You know that saying, when you're on a plane, you've got to put your own mask on first before you put someone else's on. Now, why is that? If you go around putting everyone else's masks on and you haven't put your own frickin' mask on, you're gonna die. And it's like that in life. I don't want to be dramatic, but all these women out here putting masks on everyone else and doing so from a depleted cup. Now, I get it. You want everyone else to be happy and you're sacrificing yourself in the process. But what I want to say to you, especially if you're a mum, especially if you have a big job, especially if you have chronic health problems, this is not sustainable. This is not sustainable. What you are trying to avoid, which is letting other people down, being there for everyone else, what will happen if you keep doing that and you just forget about yourself, is you'll burn out or you'll get sick or you just won't be able to run on empty anymore. And then guess what? Your fear will become a reality and you literally won't be able to help anyone, including yourself. Now, I think about this a lot. Now, I'm not a mum, but I know a lot of mums. And I see women around me running around doing so many things and not wanting to let anyone down and wanting their loved ones to be as happy and healthy as possible, right? But what they don't realize, and I have spoken to a few of them actually, and I've said, look, if you don't take a break, if you don't slow down, if you don't do something for yourself, you're going to burn out and you are going to hate that because you will physically not be able to do the things that you want to do. And you will let everyone down. Now, I don't mean that. That's why, if you're watching on video, I'm using quotation marks. But also, your loved ones don't want you to be broken and tired all the time and depressed and just running on adrenaline. Like, why don't you think about what they want for you? They want you to be happy and healthy. They want you to be around forever. They don't want you to be digging yourself an early grave. And I'm going to go there. Being someone who has suffered with a very bad burnout, high cortisol, chronic illnesses, depression, anxiety, I know what it's like to have a brain that's saying, do this, do that, do this, do that, and a body that's going, no, no. And that broke me for a while. And I just couldn't see that I was doing it to myself. You know that song, This is a Man's World, but it wouldn't mean nothing without a woman or a girl? Women are trying to be very masculine in their energy, always doing things, achieving things, ticking off their to-do list, taking a lot of action. Now, when it comes to feminine and masculine energies, which has got nothing to do with being a man or a woman. Men and women both have feminine and masculine energies inside of them. We've been brought up all the same, men and women, but we're not. We're very different. And women are meant to receive. Women need to feel safe to open up and receive. And that's a whole journey. That is a whole journey of itself. I'm not going to pretend. But what I want to say to you is, what on your to-do list can you take off? What on your to-do list can you delegate to someone else? This isn't even about taking a spa day, having a bath, taking the day off. I'm talking about your mind. I'm talking about the stress that you are putting on your body by trying to do everything for everyone. You know what you're doing as well? You are taking other people's karma and challenges that they need to overcome and process, and you are taking them away from them. You are taking that away from them, and that's not fair. How are they going to learn if you are taking everything away from them? You've got to let people overcome their own problems. I know it's hard. And maybe you've become so involved in other people's lives that you feel like you don't even have your own life. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you want. You don't know what you like. You don't know what you don't like because you're depleted and you are running on fumes. And like I said before, that, my friends, is not sustainable. Not to mention, it leads to an early grave. Do you want to come into the world, run around like a headless chicken, doing so many different things, and then just leave? No. Life is meant to be enjoyed. I know. The news doesn't want you to believe that. The government doesn't want you to believe that. Society doesn't want you to believe that. But it is. Life is meant to be enjoyed. And guess what? You live every single day inside your head and with yourself only. When you wake up in the morning, it's you. When you're in the shower, it's you and you. When you go to bed at night and you put your head down on the pillow, it's only you. So why don't you build a relationship with yourself? Why don't you enjoy life? It's not selfish. It's a necessity, in my opinion. So when are you going to live life for yourself? If you're a mum, you need to be an example to your children. You could say something to your children, but actions speak louder than words. Energy doesn't lie. So if you're running around, clearly depleted, clearly frazzled, your kids will notice that. And then they will think subconsciously that that's how they need to do life, that they need to please others, that love is conditional, that they need to perform to receive validation and praise, that life is hard. So, with stress to blessed tradition, I want to run a couple of what ifs past you. What if you took a load of things off your to-do list? What if you said no to some things that you don't want to do? What if you said yes to some things that you really want to do? What if you did less? What if you had more fun? What if you prioritized yourself? What if you did those things that you say you want to do rather than all of those things that you don't really want to do but you feel is your responsibility? Why don't you see life as a blessing? Why don't you step into your feminine energy of receiving, slowing down? If you are frazzled, why don't you try meditation? Why don't you try breath work? Why don't you try EFT tapping? Why don't you try less time on your phone? Why don't you try a digital detox? Why don't you try that exercise class that you really want to go to, but you keep putting off because you put everyone else before yourself? What if you stop doing things for people who you feel don't even appreciate it? What if you lowered your stress level and you started to be able to breathe properly? What if you cut off the toxic one-way relationships in your life and focus more on yourself? What if you showed up for yourself as much as you show up for others? Okay, that was a good one, IMO. I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it. Relax your shoulders, relax your jaw. And you're just going to let out a sigh through your mouth. let go of some of that tension. Stop trying to have it all together. No one has it all together. I'll let you in on a little secret. No one knows what they're doing. No one knows what they're doing. Everyone is winging this. Everyone is freaking has no clue, myself included. I show up, I do the things that I feel my intuition guides me towards. If I feel like I don't want to do something, I don't. I'm happy to let people down. My intuition is telling me not to do that for a reason. When I've gone against my intuition in the past, I've ended up in hospital and all kinds of crazy things have happened. So take another deep breath in through your nose. Hold it. Relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, relax your stomach. And just let it out. It's safe for you to breathe. It's safe for you to slow down. It's safe for you to say no. And it's safe for you to do things for yourself. When you do things for yourself, you are not selfish and you are a example, a guide to other people to do it too. We live in a very sick world right now from lifestyle choices and stress. So if you could lower your stress, you will be able to live longer, play with your kids more, be able to do more in your career, make more money, receive more, have more fun, and just live a life worth living. You are not a robot. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know in the comments. I would love, love, love to hear your thoughts. I am waiting. Do you know what this is like? Looking at a camera, filming this? That's not the fun part. I need y'all to listen. Give me your feedback. What you like, what you don't like. I can handle it. And please share this episode with any of the women in your life who are just overdoing it, who just don't take time for themselves, who are just like beautiful women inside and out, but they just don't prioritize themselves. Share this with them. Share this with your social media. Connect with me on socials and tune in for the next episode.